Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islamic customs and etiquette are behaviors and mannerisms and various customs that we follow so that we are given a Muslim identity. Now, there are a number of customs and traditions that we follow as Muslims and which have been made a sunnah from the Prophet of God, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He has given them currency in his, amongst his followers and asked them to follow them because they are certain symbols. They symbolize certain facts. Amongst these traditions is that Muslims have been required to eat by their right hand. Now, there is a serious misconception which often arises in this case, which I'll just deal later on in my talk. But first, I need to clarify the fact that this right-handedness, or the fact that Muslims have been required to use their right hand to eat, what is the philosophy behind it? Now, one needs to understand, if you one reads the Quran, that there is this phenomena that on the Day of Judgment, people who will be successful on that day, people who would regard it as successful, they would be given their account in their right hands. They would be the people who would be regarded as successful. And their account would be handed over to them in their right hands. And people who would be doomed in the hereafter, they would be handed their accounts and their records in their left hand. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to remind people of the fact, in order to inculcate in them the spirit to be amongst the right-handers on the Day of Judgment, he symbolized this whole phenomena and said that we should use the right hand for eating, simply because this would remind us of the fact that on the Day of Judgment, we should be people who are regarded as successful, and thereby our accounts are given to us in our right hand. So this is a reminder which he actually instituted amongst his people, so that when they follow this tradition, it becomes a drive in them, that if they are people of the right hand in this world, if they are eating their meal with their right hands, then they have to strive to become people of the right hand in the hereafter also, because these would be the people who would be declared successful in the eyes of the law, the Almighty. Now, the misuse of this, or I would say that the abuse of this tradition is that people often, or our elders often force naturally born left-handers to abandon their left hand and to write or to even eat from their right hands. So therefore, this is something which I'm going to address here in the short talk, and I'd like to clarify that this would be a wrong notion, or a wrong attitude which our elders usually adopt in this regard, and I would very respectfully ask them that they must realize that if a person is a born or a natural left-hander, then for him, his left hand is actually his right hand, so to speak, for because this is his natural hand. And if he talks, if he eats from his left hand, then of course, he is able to convert to change his left hand into right hand without any much effort, this is something else. But people who are born left-handed, who eat from their left hands, they are compelled to do so by their own nature. So therefore, in this regard, we must not force them in any way to change their natural hand to the other side, because simply this is not possible. God has made them as natural left-handers. So therefore, if they eat from their left hand, it would be absolutely okay, because in this exceptional case, their left hand is actually their right hand. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ